So we'll start with the well-heralded weather bomb, delivering its payload of gale-force winds and rain and snow across much of New Zealand, it seems. Philip Duncan joins us from WeatherWatch with as much detail as we can muster at this stage. Good morning, Philip.
Good morning, Jim. How are you doing?
Very well. Well, very much the calm before the storm in Auckland, but not so down south. Lightning in Wellington, for example. What are we seeing nationwide so far?
Yeah, so, gosh, that was quite a forecast that Anna had to read out before.
Yeah,
certainly an interesting day coming up. So it's only just sort of getting started. It peaks, as far as the cold is concerned, that peaks on Tuesday. So at the moment, we're seeing the front with the rain moving into the North Island, which will be very welcome. In fact, today's probably the positive day. We're getting rain falling in dry parts of the upper North Island, including Auckland, which is going to be welcome. But we're seeing that rain and wind really picking up in Wellington. A lot of comments already on social media about how nasty the weather is, windy and wet, and some surface flooding around here and there as well. So we're going to see that rain moving through the country this morning. Then it'll break up a bit, and the winds are going to surge off and on for the next 3 days. So if it's not windy at your place now, it might be later today or tomorrow. So it's going to be sort of coming through in waves, if you like, over the next 3 days.
Okay. Heavy rainfall in Milford Sound already. So those wind gusts in Wellington you're referring to, 130 k's an hour in Cook Strait, 1,300 lightning strikes detected since midnight. Is this, Philip, is this a very nasty storm still, the worst for a while? It's still shaping up that way?
It is. You know, the current air pressure is now doing that weather bomb part where it drops very, very fast. So it's around about 960 hectopascals at the moment. It'll be about 939 tomorrow morning, which is very deep. It's getting right up to about what Hurricane Laura was, which just recently hit the United States. So it is a very serious storm, but it's moving away from us, but it's growing so fast that it's going to grow back over the New Zealand area and then really dredge up this big wintry Antarctic southerly. So the weather bomb terminology is when the air pressure falls 24 hectopascals in 24 hours. And if you don't understand what that means, it's just the way we measure the central air pressure of a storm. And it's basically like a tyre getting a sudden blowout, just loses all its pressure and it becomes quite unstable. This system is still looking like one of the bigger Antarctic blasts we've seen in several years. The difference is it's at the end of or the middle part of spring rather than the middle of winter. So that will limit how far north that cold goes. But we're now seeing for Dunedin on Tuesday a high of 1 and snow flurries to sea level. We're seeing snow flurries to sea level around Southland, Milford Sound. And so that is unusual when you're just a day or two away from October. So, yeah, this is a very significant system.
When you talk about the air pressure going down to 939 hectopascals, for example, we expect that that's across the entire country, but there doesn't seem to be an actual peak storm period. It's going to be different in different places?
That's right. So it's a one-step forward, one-step backward setup. The storm itself is not coming over the top of New Zealand. It was in the South Tasman Sea between Tasmania and Fiordland yesterday. It's already south of New Zealand now, and by tomorrow when it peaks, it's about 1,000 kilometres south of New Zealand. But the storm is so big, you could fit 3 or 4 New Zealands inside it. So it will be growing very, very fast, and when it does that, that's when it stretches back over the country. So you've got these different sort of wind flows as it does that. It's complicated because the storm doesn't exist now as it will do tomorrow. It's not like a cyclone that's coming towards us and it's already a storm. This one's still forming. So that's why the winds are going to be blustery off and on. It's why they're going to affect different regions at different times. And also for those in the very north of the country, apart from a bit of wind and rain, it's not going to be a storm other than maybe the winds getting up to gale force. It's not going to be, you know, as bad as it will be, say, in Southland where it's going to feel like winter. You know, Southland, Invercargill, is going to have a wind chill below zero for 50 hours straight. That's not very normal at this time of the year. Even in winter, that's not very normal.
Wow, that sounds severe. So you're able to look historically, aren't you, at storms maybe a bit above this likely level, maybe a bit below it as well. And it says to you, Philip, that we can expect, well, snow has been forecast, but more than surface floods, treacherous roads, it's going to throw the lot at us in certain places.
Yeah, it's going to affect travel plans. You know, even today in Auckland, NZTA and the Harbour Bridge, obviously with the freak squall we had a week ago, there's a lot more worry about any gales coming through the city while the bridge is being repaired. So you're sort of seeing travel plans being affected really as far north as Auckland. And there might be flights, well, there will be flights, small planes, the propeller ones with Air New Zealand, which may well be affected with delays because of the cloud cover or the snow or the gales. The Cook Strait ferries might be affected, although one of the positives with this is that the South Island kind of protects the Cook Strait area from the swells becoming too major. But the swells around Southland and Otago on the west coast are going to be very big, 8, 9, 10 metres over the next 24 hours. So there's a lot of rough weather. There's a lot of rough marine conditions going around. And I haven't really seen a southerly setup like this really since about 2011, when we saw that snowstorm where snow was falling in Auckland and Northland. This is not as big as that one, but it's got some similar hallmarks to it.
Okay, so today we're going to get off comparatively likely. That southerly change you talk about is essentially coming in, what, late Monday, Tuesday? Have I got the timing right?
Yeah, that's when we expect like places like Dunedin and Invercargill to be in that risk zone for snow. And I was talking to a farmer in Southland last night who was very worried about this and saying, the newborn lambs just won't be able to survive this sort of weather. So we're really hopeful that farmers have had enough warning to move lambs around. But any lambs that are born overnight, especially Monday night, Tuesday night in Southland, Otago, Canterbury, West Coast, they're going to have a very tough time with this sort of weather. So we're wishing all the best for the farmers that have to be out in this as well.
Yes, we are. And when will it be all over, Philip?
Well, here's the good news. We are in spring, so there'll be a lot of people going, oh, this is winter again. But spring warmth bounces back. So even in Invercargill, with the snow flurries around on Tuesday and a high of 4, and by the way, at the warmest point of the day, it'll only be about -3 in Invercargill on Tuesday. But you bounce back up to +9 on Wednesday, +13 by Thursday, and +14 by Friday, and with double-digit overnight lows. So it's a very big bounce back, and that's as we get the westerlies back in again, and we're sort of business as usual again once we get to the end of the week. So that's the biggest positive. In winter, this could linger for weeks. In spring, it's just a couple of days, and then we're back to normal.
Thank you for ending on an optimistic note, Philip, and thank you for your summary as well. Philip Duncan, very glad you could join us from Weather Watch this morning. On the weather we can expect.